Continuing with Proudhon, he comprehends at the same time that if man is born a sociable being, the authority of his father over him ceases on the day when his mind, being formed and his education finished, he becomes the associate of his father. But the next step to secure, and I comment here, but the next step to secure this continuous development, what we've been calling the call and response of thought's development, our social thought process, the needed technology for to overcome power's strategy of atomization did not exist. We did not yet have Nikola Tesla. And once we had him, his gift was stolen and suppressed. My point is, as we said, the state exists to block our social thought process. Continuing. Once his education is finished, he becomes the associate of his father, that his true chief and his king is the demonstrated truth. Necessarily, I'm commenting, necessarily in order to allow full scope to his or her development, she or he must serve humanity, which means serving the truth rather than restrict to the narrow domain of tribe. Continuing, that politics is a science, not a stratagem, and that the function of the legislator is reduced in the last analysis to the methodical search for truth. Thus, in a given society, the authority of man over man is inversely proportional to the stage of intellectual development. And my interjection, and my comment clearly thought through. Have I already said that Proudhon must be added to our needed to get past Plato's tribesmen's honorees list of women and men who are absolute sine qua nons? In freedom, our grand global celebration must be in honor of them. Continuing with Proudhon, thus, in a given society, the authority of man over man is inversely proportional to the stage of intellectual development which that society has reached, and the probable duration of that authority can be calculated from the more or less general desire for a true government, that is, for a scientific government. And my comment on that, for which the establishment of honesty and truth as our guiding lights is absolutely necessary. And then Proudhon says, and just as the right of force and the right of artifice retreat before the steady advance of justice and must finally be extinguished in equality, so the sovereignty of the will yields to the sovereignty of the reason and must at last be lost in scientific socialism. Property and royalty have been crumbling to pieces ever since the world began. As man seeks justice and equality, so society seeks order in anarchy. And I've commented that that's beautifully put, although I would say ever since it, property and royalty, that is, ever since class began, it has been crumbling to pieces.